Thanks, Chos, to be here in the Kush apartment. It's good to know that there is one and then be in it. There's a very well-known medrash in the world of Rav Amital's thought, meaning Rav Amital constantly mentioned this and people always cited in his name. Everyone is familiar with the statement of Rabbi Akiva of Klal Gadol Batorah. What's the Klal Gadol? V'ahavta l'recha kavocha. Thank you. So Rav Amital used to mention that, and then he would cite another medrash. And this medrash, which isn't so well known except through Rav Amital, because you have to cite the Maharal Miprag's Nativat Olam, which cites in the name of Perish HaKotev on the Sefer Ein Yaakov, which says, morning Seder, So it says the following, Ben Zoma Omer, Matzinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter, V'hu Shema Yisrael. What's the Klal Gadol Torah? The Pasuk Shema Yisrael. Ben Nanas Omer, Matzinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter, V'hu, V'havta L'recha Kamocha. Okay, we have the Pasuk V'havta L'recha Kamocha. That's even more Kolel than Shema Yisrael. And then finally, Shimon ben Pazi Omer, Matzinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter, V'hu, Et HaKeves Echad HaSev HaBoker, V'era Keves HaSheni HaSev Ben Arbayim. What is the most central pasuk to Judaism to sum up all Kol HaTorah Kula? In the morning, you bring a keves. In the afternoon, you bring a keves. In the morning, there's shacharis. In the afternoon, there's mincha. And then it continues. Another rabbi got up and said, Halacha kiben pazi, he's right. So Rav Amital used to use this medrash, and he used to talk about how the central part of Judaism is the things we do regularly, day in, day out. The fact that we get up and we daven shacharis, and then we have mincha, and we have mariv, and there's the mitzvahs that we do every single day, and there's mitzvahs we do every single week. Sometimes, and it used to bemoan the fact that people, meaning we're supposed to enjoy the mitzvahs, and it's nice that we have exhilarating experiences in our mitzvahs, and we have a Seder or Pesach Seder once a year, and it's really special, and we thrive from it, and it becomes a central part of our year, that's fine. But he used to bemoan the fact that people were just seeking spiritual thrills, and we're not finding the enjoyment from the routine, from the structure, from the daily part of our mitzvah. And he used to say, that's what Judaism is about. Judaism is about the shacharis every single day. Judaism is about the kviyas itim the Torah. The fact that you do morning seder and night seder, that's what the focus of our day is. This year we're approaching the yeshiva's 50th year. So, meaning it is the 50th year, we're approaching the 50th anniversary. So, they had an event on the 49th anniversary, and one of the yeshiva's founders, Yedaya Cohen, got up, and he said that when the yeshiva was first started, they had an opening event, and they brought all the high-ranking government politicians, and the head of all the Ministry of Law and the Ministry of... And everyone spoke. And each person got up with his vision of what the yeshiva was going to be. And, the person who was in charge of law got up and said, okay, you're going to raise, they're going to do a hester and they're going to learn, and then we're going to have from lawyers finally in this country, and they're going to change the legal profession. And the person from, the Ministry of Health got up and said, okay, they're going to learn and we'll have from doctors, and it's going to change the medical profession, and somebody from the army got up, and okay, from, and generals and stuff, and Rav Amital got up and said, okay, everybody, all your plans are great, you know what we have to do first? First we have to learn. Okay, the main part is the day in, day out, and he says, and that's the response to tragedies, to tsaris, to everything else, and everyone's always looking, what do we have to do? We have to strengthen the daily part of our lives. That was all from Rav Amital. I'm going to tell you something from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal that was very special to me because it's the Dvar Torah he gave under my chuppah. And he said that the Gemara, the 7th parak of Zvachim, or I think it's 7th parak, but the two Mishnayos, consecutive Mishnayos in Zvachim, one says, the concept we know of tader v'sheino tader, tader kodem. So he says kol ha-tader is kodem. The second Mishnah says kol ha-mekudash is kodem. And so, wait, what happens when you have one thing that's more tader and less mekudash, one thing that's holier and less holier? So then the Gemara deals with how to do that. But Rav Lichtenstein's message from explaining the steer between those two Mishnayot was that there are things we do every single day, and then there are special days. But what we do every single day on those special days, even though it's the exact same thing we do every day, becomes more special. And that was, you know, his marriage message, that even something routine like taking out the garbage or washing the dishes, when you do it in the context of marriage and shalom bayis and everybody doing their part and everybody being happy and everything's working out, he says then even those mundane routine tasks take on greater significance. And therefore, I think this is a wonderful message to give you all chizuk, because this is after all cholnen chizuk. And for many years I've heard criticism of cholent chizuk that it turns into cholent and musr. So this is going to be cholent and chizuk. What's the chizuk? To continue, strengthen, take pride. Everyone has routine. Everyone in the whole world. People are creatures of habits. And the people eating the same foods every day and drinking the same coffee every day and buying the same thing every day. Okay? Your routine is that you go to Seder, you go to morning Seder. Your routine is that you go to night Seder and take chizuk in that everyone else has a routine, but you have a routine. But because your routine, your regular daily routine, is part of something kadosh, part of something exalted, being in Yeshiva University, learning Torah constantly, that routine is thereby exalted. And that is the focus. That is at a keves achat haseva boker, the learning, the day in, the day out, the shacharis, going to minyan, all the regular routine activities we do as a Jew, but because they're now filled with kedusha, they're even better and more important. That routine is now exalted. It's not just a routine, it's now a ritual. It's now on a higher madrega. And so the chizuk is to continue doing what you're doing and to hopefully you get a geschmack just from that.